Back now with day-to-day, pop and classical music seem to have lots of prodigies, but it's rare when jazz discovers a teenage talent. Resident musician and critic David Waz has this review.
What if I told you that the future of jazz, which many have pronounced dead or dying in the last two decades, rested in the hands of a 16-year-old Korean-American saxophonist named Grace Kelly? Her name is as unlikely as her ungodly musical prowess at such a tender age, but her link to jazz royalty already makes her an heiress apparent to the throne. The Brookline, Massachusetts native has just released Gracefully, her fifth album as a bandleader. She began classical piano studies at the age of six, but was hooked by the sound of the alto sax due to her mother's enduring love for the music of Stan Getz. There are those in the genetics camp who deny that musical talent is inborn, attributing success more to work ethic and environment than a fortuitous allele on gene 247. If determination and monomania are the criteria, Grace Kelly is well ahead of the curve. She's already completed the 4-year jazz studies certificate program at the New England Conservatory of Music. She's also appeared with and written an arrangement for the Boston Pops. If that isn't enough to at least grant her prodigy status, her major collaborator on the new CD is none other than alto sax legend Lee Konitz. Konitz made his name in the 1950s with Miles Davis and Stan Kenton. Invited into cameo on a few songs, he stayed long enough to work on the whole album, telling Grace, "I give you permission to play better than me." Their two alto free improvisation entitled Buzzing Around is a true mind meld, and it's hard to say who's who at any given moment. Sensitivity to other musicians is another requisite in the jazz world, and that gift is shown off in her duet with guitarist Russell Malone on the ballad Just Friends. Her sure sense of swing is showcased on the upbeat Konitz composition, Thingin'. But to really get an idea of her alluring combination of modesty and confidence, go to YouTube and watch Miss Kelly sit in with Phil Woods, yet another alto sax immortal. She was only 14 at the time, but hearing her trade 8-bar phrases with Woods brought literal tears to my eyes. I've heard the future of jazz, and it is Grace Kelly.
The name of the CD is Gracefully. The musician is Grace Kelly. Our reviewer, David Waz, is half of the musical duo Was Not Was.